We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome into the radio huddle Saints defensive back P.J. Williams, just re-upped with the team. P.J., congrats on the new deal and happy to have you here still in the Big Easy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it, man. And I'm happy to be back. Happy to be back for my seventh season. So,
PJ, what makes the Saints such a good fit for you?
This was the team that drafted me, and I feel like also just believed in me. It was the team that took the chance on me. And then also with having a couple injuries my first couple years and then them sticking with me when it's easily the they could have easily put me off into free agency and or gave up my contract to someone else. So just that being from the early years, and then I learned so much from the team, and then just being there through the ups and downs, and just the coaching, man, it's great coaching. I always had a great feel for those coaches, and they had a great feel for me just knowing my game and knowing what I bring to the table and things like that. So I just feel like ultimately it's just a great fit. So for me to come back again.
Well, PJ, I can tell you this. If you kick ass in a Saints uniform this year, I know Aaron Glenn's a big fan of yours. He's a defensive coordinator now with the Lions. I still think, you know, you take it one year at a time. But I know Aaron Glenn has always spoke highly of you. You know, the more you could do. If you look at it, what you turned 28 this summer, 62 career games played. Where do you think you're at as a player and understanding the concepts and what it takes to be a pro at the highest level, that being the NFL, to have success?
I feel like I'm still getting better, just still learning the game. But I just feel like staying focused, especially like times like this through the offseason, making sure you training your body, making sure you staying healthy. And I learned from my first couple of years of being injured just – how important staying healthy is, just being available, and just learning, making sure you learning all the things the coach is taking you and buying in to what a team is really trying to do. So I feel like those things is very important in becoming a good pro.
Now, PJ, when I look at you, guys, it was unbelievable. I remember the game, plug and play. They put you in at safety in the Titans game. You were outstanding. And there's not too many players that could do that. You started games at outside cornerback. You've been a slot cornerback. You've been a free safety the past two seasons. I think you realize now the more you could do. And with that being said, I'm not trying to be negative here, but I was a big fan of Jackrabbit. Do you think you can handle that responsibility opposite of Lattimore if you that outside cornerback game in and game out? I don't know if you can. I know you could play at the highest level because I want you on my team. I know how you can play the safety position. I even know a nickel corner. But a lot of times, you know, you take for granted, you know, what Jackrabbit was able to do. Now he's with the Titans. But just talk about that process. That's all your homeboys and who you hang out with and you compete with. But what are they asking you to do going forward?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I understand that that's not an easy position at all. And I commend him. He's a great player. He's done it for a long time. And I commend the coaches for putting him in that position. But at the end of the day, I'm here to do whatever the coaches tell me. If they asking me to step into that role, I'm training for it. I'm training for cornerback, safety, nickel. Like at this point, I'm training for all those positions. But really just for me, it's just being available for wherever they need me. So I'm not 100% coming in thinking like, oh, this other starting corner position is mine.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, I'm going to work and put myself in a good position to be able to get on the field anywhere. So at the end of the day, that's how I feel about the situation.
Now, you know, PJ, when you look at it's all about relationships and how you could pick and choose from a player or a coach. To me, I always thought that the whole secondary can relate to Aaron Glenn at the highest level because he's been there, done that. And when he tells you something, it's like Ev Hutton. When he speaks, you're going to listen because, come on, is that some you know, dude out there that doesn't have any idea what's bump and run or zone? Wasn't Aaron Glenn that good? I mean, I think he was.
Yes, for sure. 100% he was that good because you have a guy that played for 10-plus years, like I believe about 14 years at a high level.
Right.
And then coming to coach you. So it's like I feel like he was at the point where he telling us what to do. And then he was pretty lenient until he really had to get on us. And he knows how – I feel like he knows how to coach different players. And also, like, when a player messes up or something like that, then he understands why, because he's been in that position. He's played the game. So, and he knows how to coach you to be able to get better at the situation. So it's a lot of little things that he can coach you that – like coaches that haven't played and that haven't played at a high level that can coach you. So he's a very special coach, and man, I'm definitely going to miss him this year.
Now, you know, PJ, I could tell you, I could be an agent. I'm looking at this, you know, you're 28 years of age, where you're at, and, you know, about to make it like 7 seasons. You know, and you're playing the NFL. I can remember as a player, you always want to get double digits. And I know for sure that your ball skills and where you're at, that you could definitely play double digits like as a safety. But the more you could do, the coaches call you upon to play corner, that you would be able to do that. But what is your mindset? Are you still taking the approach, whatever they want me to do? I think you kind of mentioned that. But to me, I know, I look at all the competition, that I know you could be amongst the best safeties. And then I want you to elaborate on that and also comment the second part of this question, Marcus Williams and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I mean, here's a hybrid type player you might see in the future, whether you're in the slot, you're in the box, or you're playing safety. It seems like the competition and your teammates, that it's pretty stout, that you have unique individuals like a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, C.D. Deuce, and then you got a Marcus Williams who they have confidence with, and that y'all could stay amongst the best secondary in the NFL.
Right. Well, so first part of your question, like as far as doing what they want me to do, that's definitely my mindset, going in and playing where they need me. And I'm going to put myself in the greatest position for me to be successful at that. And like you said, I for sure feel like I can be a great safety, and I'm still learning. And I feel like when it's my time, that can definitely happen. I can be one of the top safeties in the game, and that's what I'm looking to be within the rest of my career. And also just having guys like Marcus and Chauncey, man, those are great guys, and it's for sure a lot of talent on our team and a lot of depth, and we understand that. We need that to be successful, especially with COVID and also injuries throughout the NFL, man. You never know when your number going to be called. So at the end of the day, you just got to be ready for your opportunity. And then when your opportunity comes, you just got to give it your all, put it all out there. So,
all right, PJ, you've been a Saint for a while. You've signed a couple of these contracts already. So my question for you is, after you sign the deal, where's your favorite celebration spot to eat in New Orleans?
A favorite celebration spot to eat? Okay. Well, recently it's been this. I guess I go to like Fleming's or something on a Tuesday, go there and eat. They got a good little early little lunch special that I love to eat. So I guess I guess that's what I have to say because that's the first thing that came to my mind.
What spot is that? What'd you say?
Fleming's.
Fleming's.
Yeah, all Fleming's.
Right. All right.
Well, and you know, PJ, you know what I appreciate and the fans do? That you count on what you're doing year in and year out. So you look at one-year deal, whatever, and listen. I think if you went on the open market, you might be able to get a little more. You push the envelope, whatever. But you know the stability and how the Saints organization thinks of you, and you think of them. But you bank it on yourself when you're doing a bunch of these one-year deals.
Right. I'm definitely banking on myself, and if a team sees me and I'm. As a value, as more than the Saints do, then that's another thing we'll have to revisit. But at the end of the day, well, 1 year deal, like you said, you're banking on yourself. I'm banking on myself to put myself in a great position to have a great career. So that's just how I look at it.
He's number 26 in your program's Who Dat Nation, P.J. Williams. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, P.J.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.